All right. We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kuequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi'inj Shekhlach from the Ntlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm going solo here today, but we have an awesome show coming up for you guys. And our subject's going to be on resilience. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have our usual guests coming in. Hopefully we'll get a hold of Wegedusk. Right now he's out in Winnipeg. We're going to have Vivian, our German intern. She's going to be leaving us soon here, and we just want to pay tribute to her for all her inspiration that she was doing here as an intern. And also we have the president of Minnetonka Park Association coming up. We also have Shkoit Shekhlach coming up, my brother from Gwaishkna, and also Lady Faima, the sister of Madam Ottawa. So we're going to start off with some music here. We're going to play some Lucas Imbriaba, and it's his special song, and it's a tribute to classical gas. It's a pretty famous song compilation, but he's got a really extremely fast and super awesome sounding acoustical guitar version of it. So let's have a listen. Enjoy, everyone. Thank you. We're back. That was Lucas Imbriaba and his son, Classical Gas. Man, what an awesome song. Very enthusiastic, to say the least. Anyways, we have our brother Wegedesk on the line from Winnipeg. How are you doing, man?
Excellent, bro. I'm doing super good. I'm here in Winnipeg at a housing conference, and it's really great to make connections, especially in the service industry, so our communities can be better and better as time progresses.
Excellent. So we're going to start off the show, and we're going to get into our breathing exercises. Would you please lead us through that?
Absolutely, bro. That's my favorite part of the show, and that's just because I love breathing so much. So let's take this next couple minutes and do three really solid deep breaths that focus on relaxing the body and then relaxing the mind. And with the big in breath, we're going to take in all the nutrients and amazing purity that the air provides us. And as we exhale, let's just let everything go. And as we prepare to do these three deep breaths, let's focus on our jaw and relax our jaw and relax our shoulder. Relax your neck and your belly too. Anywhere you feel there might be some tension, let's really get relaxed. And in a couple seconds, let's do these three deep breaths. So big inhale on three, two, one. Let's go. And let's do one last one here, all the way in. Feeling super good and refreshed, and let it all go. Oh, the exhale is so good for me, man. That's the big cleanse. Yeah. I always feel better,
man,
after that.
Super awesome, man. Thank you so much. It's always a super great way to start off our show, get that oxygen into our brains and our bodies, get our brains motivated and ready for some serious talks and serious music too. So,
yes, bro.
Yeah, we have a subject, and it's on resilience. So, yeah, I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Absolutely, Chief. And, you know, I met somebody very special today. I met a celebrity in the Indigenous and human rights movement, Jody Wilson-Raybould, who was at one point Justin Trudeau's kind of right-hand woman, until she started sticking up for what was right, and Justin Trudeau got rid of her. And so I met her today, and she is a great example of resilience, because she is an Indigenous woman who is making it big time in the crown and colonial politic world, which is so huge. And I got a little video with her on my YouTube channel, Wega Paul, WEGAPAULE, Wega Paul. It's really amazing to just cross paths with people like that. And the main thing about resilience is never giving up. If resilience were to be one thing for me, it would be to never give up, because if you keep going and if you're connected to the truth and if you have purpose and you believe in your cause, never give up, and you will change the world. You will move mountains. You will heal generations and generations of trauma. We can do it in one generation. In your generation, you do it with yourself. I do it with myself, and we heal the world. So I mean, that's what I have to say about resilience. And I encourage everybody to support Jody Wilson-Raybould as much as we can, because I think she could be an amazing prime minister of this country, because, you know, she walks between two worlds. The impoverished world through her indigenous culture and heritage, and in the colonial world with the politics, right? So that's what I have to say about resilience, Chief. And I'm excited to hear, what do you have to say about resilience?
Well, it reminded me of the words of Counselor Fari, and she always used to tell me, and I always remembered, because we all go through so much depression and dark times, and suicidal thoughts always come in sooner or later. And one of the things that always stuck to my brain is she always used to talk about suicide, and she would say, suicide is a permanent solution to temporary problems. And it was something that just stuck in my brain, and I always remembered in it. You know, as I say, we all go through these dark times and depression and super difficulties that we go through, and that would be one of the things that I would always like to remember as something that I could give me some of that resilience to get through almost anything.
That's right. I like that.
Yeah. And so that's kind of the thing that helps me to stay on the path of resilience and just coming through and working through anything. And you yourself, you've proven how resilient you were in coming through all the difficulties that you went through. And it's just always inspiring to hear words from you and get your input on our subjects. And I just really appreciate you coming on live on the radio and talking about the issues and things that you want to share with us. It's just a real honor to have you on, and bless the ears of all of us. And I just thank you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you saying that. And while I have the attention of our valued and important listeners, I do want to say that my website, wegadesk.com, has a lot about my story and the resilience that I've had to have and still have today. I am the tip of the spear for a child protections movement, but that in itself is another whole full hour episode, so I'll just leave it with the listeners. WEGADESK, wegadesk.com. Please check it out, folks, and lots of love to everybody. Chief, Eagle Nation, everybody at the studio, thank you so much for doing what you do. I love you. Spread the love, and all the best, everybody.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Lots of appreciation. Lots of love to you, and stay safe out there. And we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week. So bye
thank
for
you,
now.
Brother.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right. All right. That was our brother, Wegadesk, from the Mi'kmaq peoples. And just always a blessing and honor to have him on our show with us. And so we're going to continue on with the show. And we have a special song picked from our intern from Germany, Vivian.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. I'm Vivian. And if you don't know me, thank you for introducing me here. It's actually my last time on the show and or on the radio here in Canada, because I'm going back to Germany on Saturday. And yeah, I'm really sad. And today I had my last show, but I'm also excited to see my family and my dogs, my friends. And actually, I was thinking about the show here because the first time I was on air was on your show. Mm. And the last time I'm on air is your show again. So it's a good like beginning and the end. Yeah. And it's really cool. And thank you for having me here. Mm. I brought a very special song that came out last Friday. It's called Daylight by David Kushner. And it's a song about, I think it kind of fits to today's topic about resilience that, yeah, it's a song, it's about being surrounded by daylight, but also seeing the darkness, but you kind of deal with the darkness and by just standing in the daylight and trying to not ignore it. Sometimes you have to face obstacles, which is really important, but also you have to face the darkness sometimes and let it not consume you. And that's really, really important. So that's why I choose the song, because I'm always surrounded by daylight. And of course, you always sometimes have darkness, depression, that's already said, but we should keep going and try not that the darkness not takes us down, because everybody is important. So keep going what you're doing, and this song really inspires me, so that's why I choose to play it. I think it kind of fits to today's topic, and yeah, thank you for having me here.
Oh, absolutely, we thank you for all your inspirational music that you used to play on your show,
and yeah,
and I think we can listen to it later on too, like you have like recorded like,
yeah, I have a podcast. You can just go on our website, cjsf.ca, check out the open mic, go in coffee time, and then check my show. It's called Coffee Time because I love coffee. And you can just go on the website and then check out my podcast. I also wrote a report about an exhibition by Alanis Obomsvavin, which is a documentarian. And she actually discovered a lot about indigenous history and discovered a lot of things that were put under the radar for too long. So it is a really cool exhibition. Check that out too. And check out my report. It's on the website too.
Okay, awesome. We'll do that for sure. So we're going to listen to Daylight by David Kushner.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and
Yeah, have a good show here, and thank you so much for listening. I'm going to miss you all so much. I'm going to miss you a lot. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, thank you for having me here. This is the last time I'm on air here. Probably not the last time, but I'm going to come back for sure.
Oh,
but for now is the last time. But I'm so glad that I could be here, and I really enjoy your show. Keep listening every Thursday.
Yeah.
And yeah, you will hear me in maybe next year, maybe 2 years, who knows, but I definitely want to come back, and I'm gonna come back for sure, and then you can listen to my voice again.
Okay, well, we'll say bye for now.
Bye then. For now, yeah, thank you.
Okay, so listen in to Daylight by David Kushner.
Yes, bye.
Bye-bye.
Selling my same time. You and I drink the poison from the same vine. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time. Hiding all of our sins from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. From the daylight, running from the daylight. Oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time.
So powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Very beautiful too, man.
Yeah, very, very beautiful song. I'm back, by the way. It's not a goodbye for now. because I decided to spontaneously to say something. And yeah, the song is really, really inspiring because he sings about, oh, I love it and I hate it at the same time, hiding all our sins from the daylight. And it's so true because everybody has sins, quote, but
addictions.
Yeah, addictions or depression or any struggles, any kind of struggle. And we're all trying to hide it from the daylight. So the people that are around us, not because we're trying to be strong and not be vulnerable, but it's so, so important that we are vulnerable sometimes and to just let it out. And he kind of, I think he just let it out by writing the song and by singing it because it's so powerful and just let it out. And one time it's like, it starts very slow. And then at one point he decides to just let it out. And it's so, so powerful. And I have like so much sadness in me because I have to leave. So the song kind of gives me power to just let it out. It's okay if you have to cry or if you're sad, and just let it sink in and you will recover for sure. But just let it happen. It's okay. And everybody has to deal with something. Not everybody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. And that's what you have to keep in mind, and that's why I love this song so much. So check him out. He's a great artist. I love his songs. His music in general is great. So yeah, support him and follow him on his social medias and support his other songs too. Daylight is a great song, so check it out.
Yeah, beautiful and very resilient.
Yeah, I perfect really like to today's topic. Yeah,
for sure. All right, thank you so much. And once again,
bye for now. No, really, bye for now. Thank you so much for having me here. And enjoy the rest of the show. I'm out and you're going to hear from me soon or later. Who knows? But I'm going to be back. So bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
Okay, yeah, okay. For sure. Bye. Okay, bye for now. All right, we're back. And that was our goodbye to for now to Vivian, our German intern. And she's always been pretty awesome to us here at the station, and we just give her a lot of blessings on her trip home. And yeah, so we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, my brother. For people that don't know him, he's an extreme survivalist. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. So he's a big inspiration to people all over the world, including myself, big hero. And so we're going to play his pick of the week, and it's from America, the band called America, A Horse With No Name. So listen in. Enjoy, everyone.